Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. We've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and most of our business comes from referrals. Why? Because we make it so easy. Tight timeline? No problem. Groomsmen scattered all over? We got you. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Come see me at Nick's Menswear, and let's make this the easiest win for your wedding planning. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Well, it is important. Every game's important in the NFL. We treat them as such. And, you know, at the end of the day, does seeding matter? I think to a certain extent, but also not to a certain extent as well. So at the end of the day, it's about us playing as good as we can possibly play tomorrow and then on into the playoffs.
Sean McDermott, Sal was intrigued by some of what he said this morning. Sal just told me, thinking that it wasn't just one note about this game matters. The Bills will clinch the 2 if they win. If they lose, the 3 is still possible. They'll have to win next week to avoid that, unless Baltimore loses. You're still going. You're still running that race. And Sal was intrigued by that. McDermott just didn't simply stop at the every game's important and here's why this one is stuff. But I would be, I don't know, I'll believe it when I see it, that the Bills, to put it one way, fool around with their lineup in this game. I just think it's one of the worst looks ever for a coach. If, no matter what the stake is, in this case, you know, they've won the division, it's the seeding. It's whether or not you would be at home in the second round, potentially. It could be about that. And I just think a coach would almost never be willing to make anything, even on that level, seem like it's not important to him. I mean, for most of the history of this league, the top players didn't skip the last game of the season ever. You know, like, they didn't skip the preseason either for most of the history of this league. Now, a lot of guys leave their best players out of the preseason entirely, and it's weird when you get to week 18 and you've got it clinched and you play everybody. Like, how incredible would it be if Mahomes and Kelsey played next week? They've got nothing to play for. That'd be incredible. And the slightest thing goes wrong, and it would just go down in history as a gaffe. Like, how could you have played them? We've moved over to that side of the board here on this topic. But the Bills are not there yet. And if the Jets push them, I would think that everybody plays all out in this game. I mean, maybe somebody doesn't if they're hurt, but that can always be the case. And then it's next week, if the Bills win the game, that all the guys you're thinking of would sit for some or all of it. I just don't think we're there yet because of what's happened, you know, going in to this week. I don't want to say all that and have that be like that I couldn't respect it. I like to sort of look at things from different angles, and depending on what it is, maybe I would respect it, but it would just go down as Did he not know what the standings were? In the same way, when it comes to 13 seconds, we talk about, are we sure the Bills knew what the score was of this game? Like, just, it would be kind of incredible if, what, if they're up by 10 at halftime or something and Allen leaves the field? Like, just, I doubt it. If the game is over, like any game, then sure. 803-0550 for your calls. And the MVP thing, you know, Sal was interesting to listen to on that. I think the bottom line is that it's important to them, and because it's important to Allen and both. I mean, individually, the player, but also to the organization, the cachet of having the most valuable player be from your team. And so I think that's probably more interesting for next week, because that, if the Bills beat the Jets, which they should as 10-point favorites, that shouldn't supersede the standings, the value of the rest. You're playing the following week as badly as you might want to win it or have him win it. And pretty good chance Baltimore will play Lamar Jackson next week. The only way that I think they might not is if the Pittsburgh game, they play Cincinnati, happens first, which they would probably really like if the Pittsburgh game happened first, and they would then know what the situation is. And I think the league tries to avoid that just for fairness. So that Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I'm not saying for sure that this will happen, but if they were to play at the same time, the Ravens would not have the luxury of knowing the Steelers' results, naturally. So then Baltimore needs to win to clinch the AFC North. If they lose, that's in peril. That would probably be very important to the Ravens. And if that's where it lands, then Jackson would have a chance to put up a game, another game against the Browns at home, that could move the, you know, move the meter when it comes to the MVP. And if the Bills win here Sunday, they're in a spot where they would not need the New England game at all. And so then McDermott might be in a little bit of a pickle, because he probably should sit Allen for most of that game, regardless of what the MVP thing is. And you might say, and I might say, that I don't think the voters should care too much about that or hold it against Allen, because it's just the circumstances with his team. It's not like it's on him that they won a game or two more than the Ravens.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's quite the opposite. So that shouldn't be a strike against him in that conversation, but if you follow the MVP stuff this year, you've seen how it works. And last year, it's just so day-to-day or week-to-week. And what has Allen not done in the last month to improve his chances? He's had spectacular games. Otto Graham, right? Three touchdowns rushing, three passing in one game. Then the Lions game happened, which was almost the same thing. The touchdown against the Niners in the snow. New England was not as much, but they controlled that game eventually. And it was just not incredible, but they won. It was fine. So, that's all happened in the Bills' last four. They did lose the Ram game, but still, like, that's all happened in the last 4 weeks, and the gap has shrunk. Why? Because Jackson is doing the same stuff, you know? And it's just whatever's more recent moves the betting market, which is different from the vote itself. If I were a voter, I would probably enjoy the ride, you know, all the discussion about the lines and the, you know, the guesses about what it is. But what I'd want to do, what I think I'd be able to do, is wait until the season is over and then look at everything and not be subject to, like, the ebbs and flows of the talk radio side of it. Here's Steve with us next. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Mike. I'm in three Superflex fantasy football finals this week.
Good for you.
Thank you. In one of them, I have to start Jaden Daniels. In another, I have to start Jordan Love. And in the third, I have the choice of Daniels, Love, and Knicks. I'm pretty locked into Daniels. My gut would say start Love, but there's a part of me that wants to kind of diversify and go with the Knicks. And I had made that decision to do that, and then I read about the potentially bad weather for that game. So I'm just interested in your thoughts.
Oh, really? Cincinnati?
And in general, yes.
I didn't know that, but I think you're fine. Yeah. I think you're fine doing that, though. I would.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like the idea of it. I hate having too many eggs in the same basket, but
Love at Minnesota. I mean, they're such a Jacobs team too. Green Bay. Love is good, but they run for so many touchdowns, and that's a tough matchup. So Cincinnati is not a tough matchup. I don't know about the weather, but that's a nice matchup for Knicks. I mean, you're in pretty good shape.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck. Oh, should I have asked Steve if he's playing against me? I'm in a couple of these. Hopefully he's not setting me up because he's playing against me. Or maybe he thinks I know that. No, I'm looking at football guys now. I take almost all my cues from rankings. Like I rarely will diverge much from rankings. I let other people do that work. And football guys, Sigmund Bloom, they have Daniels quarterback 3 for the week, including behind Jackson and Mahomes, who've already played. And then Knicks quarterback 9 and Love quarterback 14. It's a really tricky week. Hurts is going to miss. That's massive. Richardson for the Colts, who's ranked on this thing above Jordan Love, even, but he hasn't practiced all week. They have the Giants. You'd love to have him play against the Giants, but he might not. And like we've got 3 games that are over. So you don't have, if you didn't pick Russell Wilson or you didn't pick Stroud, which was probably good, or Geno or Caleb Williams, like you've got sort of comparable quarterback options whose games are already over, really limits what you have available here this week, maybe to the point where you're looking up Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph or somebody like that, in which case I would rather play Rudolph, but that's not comfortable. Mason Rudolph, Mac Jones, Michael Penix, Bryce Young even. Bryce Young against Tampa is a more comfortable start for me than those other guys. Almost than Love. Wow. I think Bryce Young's been good. I believe it. I'm not watching all his tape, but enough people are sort of coming around to say, this is actually working now. That's an amazing turnaround because it hardly ever looks worse than it was looking for him. And he went to the bench. Was it Andy Dalton who went in? And then maybe he had a car accident or something. And then Young played. And that looks way different. I bet Caleb Williams. It's so crazy how it's flipped, you know? I bet Caleb Williams could really appreciate having a game or two that Bryce Young is having lately. Because Caleb Williams, that is rough. I think it's mostly the team. But, man, like they just do not complete anything down the field. And they have good or great receivers. They just cannot complete a 10-yard pass, the Bears. The Seattle gave him all night. And he just kept getting sacked. So that's pretty gross. Not the rookie year you wanted in Chicago, to say the very least. Speaking of Chicago, the Blackhawks are in town for a game with the Sabres tonight. Paul Hamilton will join me at the top of the hour to set it up on the Steve Foley Law pregame show. Football Friday continues. We'll go around the league in a dash and picks as well, cramming those in. Bulldog is not here, but I know what he wants. So that'll be next here on WGR.